It is, and I saw over the last couple of years, when the lockdowns were lifted during COVID, there was an input of visitors to my part of Clare, on Lough Derg and around East Clare, and also in West Clare as well. So it's great to see that this has been backed up by statistics in the CSO as well, that people stayed. They weren't just day trips, and they actually stayed and explored the county a bit as well.
Were you surprised to any degree by any of the statistics, Owen?
It's nice to see six figures. 261,000 trips to Clare by Irish residents on domestic travel in 2021. That's nice. It's a nice number. We're getting back up there, and I think when the country opens up fully, as it has done the last couple of months, and the weather comes, there's no better place to be. Sure, the green hills of Clare.
And I guess, you know, you mentioned East Clare there, and it's between both sides of the county, and we can't leave out the north either. There's so many different areas of the county where there's unique and strong tourism offering.
There is, and different landscapes as well. We have the karst landscape of the Burren, which is unique. That lunar landscape, which is amazing to walk through, and so many different unique plants and flowers that are in there as well. We have the Cliffs of Moher and the Wild Atlantic Way, and where the Wild Atlantic Ocean beats along the shore of East Clare, West Clare is spectacular. But then we have East Clare with the rolling hills and the lakes and rivers and the fishing, the golf in Lahinch and Dromoland and Doombeg. We have so many things to offer visitors to County Clare. And also now with Clare Tourism taking over Shannon Heritage brand and Bunraki Castle and Craganone, and we're going to see a lot of movement there as well. I think they're promoting that heavily as well. And so we have the gateway to everywhere in Shannon Airport, which is opening up again. We have it all.
These statistics come on despite, you know, issues within hospitality and tourism that we have covered on Morning Focus previously, attracting and retaining staff. Even a recent one is higher rental car costs, which maybe is more applicable to foreign tourists as opposed to domestic tourists, but still an issue that despite these issues, if tourism and domestic tourism is doing so well in Clare now, if those can be sorted going forward, it could really capitalise even further.
Well, I think it's down to supply and demand with the likes of car rental and hotel charges. When a place is popular, you know that the prices are going to go up. We see, I saw a radio host that's ill at the moment, Gareth O'Callaghan, on Twitter yesterday saying he couldn't get a hotel room that was affordable in Dublin for an overnight hospital stay, after an overnight hospital stay. So it's down to supply and demand. If people are going to come, and if people are on holidays, they expect to pay a little more, but not to be gouged at the same time as well. And it appears somewhat that people are being in certain respects in the tourism industry at the moment. But in Clare, we try to have a positive offering for visitors, and there's so much choice that you're not stuck to paying €1,000 a night. You can always find something that's affordable.
With your experience of tourism within this county, Owen, do you think these statistics are a sign of further good things and good times to come for tourism in Clare? Or do you feel, are there any particular areas of the tourism offering within this county that you would like to see maybe enhanced or perhaps changes made to further, I suppose, solidify the tourism offering?
Well, you know, we were chatting just off air there before we came on about the new Shannon Greenway coming. I think the one part of that that's required for the new Greenway will be the infrastructure. We need beds, spaces in East Clare and along the Greenway. We're going to be stuck for them unless we have them. But we need alternative offerings like glamping, which there's a couple of appeared now, and campsites. And one thing that's underutilised in Clare is camper facilities. And I know that it's not something that Clare County Council focus on, but there is, I'm hearing directly from campers as well, that they don't have anywhere to go. And that's something we maybe look at as well, because there's an offering there that will bring people into the county and they'll want to explore and stay as well. So they'll have somewhere to camp, it'll help.
Okay, the Managing Director of Culture Communications and former Chair of Clare Tourism, Owen O'Hagan. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Alan.
And that's Owen O'Hagan, who I spoke to earlier on. For more on this, we are joined by Sean Lally, the Chair of the Clare Tourism Advisory Forum and the co-owner of Hotel Woodstock. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan.
What do you make of these statistics?
I can't say I'm shocked, but I think you need to take a helicopter view of them, because 2021 was a bit of an unusual year. Yes, player should be up there, and I'm not surprised as well that Donegal is the highest, because when you go to Donegal, it's a bit of a journey, so you're not going to go there for one or two nights. But we saw it ourselves in terms of hotel bookings last year at Hotel Woodstock, that the level was much higher, length of stay was much longer than normal. You had a lot of 4 and 5 night stays. Now, I think part of the reason, it's all a bit of a blur at this stage now, but I think part of the reason was foreign travel was either off the table or very difficult or with a lot of restrictions. So people holidayed at home last year and wore the green jersey. And we got a huge positive feedback on that, because I think if you look at Clare as a county, whether you go 30 minutes north, south, east or west of Innes, like, we have a maze of attractions that Owen went through there. Like, we are blessed. It's probably one of the best counties in Ireland in terms of exploring the natural heritage, the history, you know, the beauty of the Cliffs of Moher. And I suppose a lot of people are automatically drawn west, but, you know, when you look at East Clare and the amount of stuff that's out there, it's just unbelievable. So it is. So we're so lucky. And we're very, very central to get to as well. Yeah, because you look at the motorways, you know, we're connected by motorway to all the main population points in the country. So that makes us very, very accessible as well.
Okay, so while there is a strong tourism offering here, Sean, as you say, last year was very specific circumstances, which no doubt played a significant part as well. But that's not to say that what the amenities and everything else that's on offer here in Clare from a tourism point of view isn't very, very strong.
It's extremely strong. I think the length of stay will be a little bit short this year. Maybe the figures were partly skewed as well by the amount of self-catering that we have on offer in the county. So if you're going self-catering, you're usually going for a week or 2 weeks. So that would increase the length of stay. And we probably have a little bit more than other counties, again, linked to the amount of 9 blue flag beaches and the amount of stuff we have on offer. But to be fair to the Clare Council and Clare Tourism, you know, they've put an exceptional campaign in there in terms of advertising and marketing and promoting the county. You probably saw some of the television adverts there. I saw one myself this week promoting Clare, and just the, you know, the 1,700 images there in a bank that the Clare Tourism have, that, you know, was sent out to everyone involved in tourism to go and use these images professionally taken at no cost. Which go to selling the county, you know, and we're an easy sell, to be fair.
Have you still noticed, or maybe you may notice it more during this summer, Sean, have you still noticed a reasonably significant number of domestic tourists this year now, as this situation changes from last year and more people can and maybe are going abroad for their holidays?
There are, but I think if there was any benefit in COVID, I think it made people rediscover their country again. And all we have on our doorstep. And even if people go abroad, I think they'll still take the short breaks. Personally, from what we're finding this year, breaks are a little bit shorter, but there's a huge amount of domestic tourism. The vast majority of our business is domestic. After that, it's followed by American. And being so close to the airport, and first night in, last night in, and using it in as a base to explore County Clare. From the American side of things, but domestic is still the backbone of our business in the hotel, and very strong, and very, very, very strong for this year as well.
As we come towards the end of May and it gets into the really serious season for the hospitality industry, are you in a good position? Have you got a lot of bookings coming up over the summer? And I guess we had the good news from Shannon Airport at Ryanair, you know, setting up their maintenance facility there. That there looks like, hopefully, it's very much a long-term project, 200 jobs and so on, and should help with tourism and local economy here as well.
Yeah, thankfully, a lot of people are comparing to 2019, how they compare in terms of getting back to whatever a normal type of year was. Like, we're well ahead of 2019, I think it's looking very, very strong. There's a huge amount of family celebrations as well that have been put off over the last number of years. You know, we joke among the hotel that, you know, it looks as if there wasn't a baby christened in Clare in the last 3 years. Because the amount of christening inquiries that we get now, all those 50, 60 wedding anniversaries that didn't happen during COVID, people are taking advantage now that they can travel again of doing them or combining them with other celebrations. You know, there's a huge, huge pent-up demand there at the moment. There's probably about 3 years of business pent-up demand, not to mention weddings. You have all your communions and confirmations in the kind of on the Saturdays and weekends and in May. and it's exceptionally strong at the moment. You know, so it's a buying time. It's a strange time for industry now because you're dealing with the inflation and energy prices rises, and that brings its own challenges in the whole Ukraine situation, and they're not going to affect that. So, you know, it's a strange time, but it's a very, very strong time as well at the same time.
I just wonder, Sean, what you make of the point being made by the councillor Killian Murphy, who's also the co-founder of Loophead Tourism, in our news bulletins in relation to this story, saying that the surplus in self-catering accommodation in Clare is hampering the expansion of hotels and B&Bs. As a co-owner of a hotel, is that something you would agree with?
Well, I think Killian was probably referring to the point that we don't have enough hotels in Clare, and he's 100% right for 6 months of the year, but there's 12 months in the year, and that's the problem. And unfortunately, we're still in a seasonal setting in Clare, so the winter months don't justify having a hotel there, whereas the summer months, there's a surplus demand. So it's trying to find that balance right. Yes, probably the self-catering probably feeds a little bit into that, but I think sooner or later you will see more hotels built in Clare, and we do need to build it up because, you know, we have a small number of hotels compared to other strong tourism counties.
Just before I let you go, Sean, are there any improvements or significant change or changes that you would like to see made to Clare's tourism offering?
If you had a magic wand, you would get the Greenway, like Owen mentioned, and get it in and get it out overnight, because I think it'll have a huge impact. You've seen the impact it's had down in Waterford and the amount of people it draws down there, and before that in Mayo. You know, I think, you know, when you look at the attractions and the scenery we have here in our county, I think that'll be exceptional. I'm really excited about the council taking over Shannon Heritage and Bunratty in particular. When you look at the job that they've done on the Cliffs of Moher and the magnet and the attraction that is, combining it and getting people to stay longer in the county. And I think it'll also help with the seasonality of tourism as well, because, you know, you need to use the Cliffs Moher to try and get people to stay longer in the county. And I think that tie-up will be fantastic.